You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is David Rowe. We came to Nova Scotia 3 years ago, and we live in Chester on the South Shore. Previous to that time, we lived in the Toronto area, and I was a high school music teacher for most of my career, but in between, I went to the University of Miami and received my doctorate degree in composition. So I have also had a fair amount of choir experience, conducting choirs. When I first came to ACICC, I attended a workshop. No, it was a marketing evening. And there were a number of vendors here who were introducing their products and so on to the people who came to see the marketing. And I was very impressed with the ACICC and the work that they were doing with the community, mostly the multicultural community. And I attended several events after that. One was a Christian Muslim night, and we had members from Muslim countries and also a Christian minister here and an imam from the mosque. And this was a very successful evening and mixed the two religions together so that everybody, you know, felt comfortable about talking with each other and exploring each other's religion. And then I was at a smart business workshop that was presented here, and a lot of very good information was given at that time. Then I was last week I was at a Remembrance African. Remembering African ancestors right back from the slavery days and from the first time they came from Africa to the present day. And this, I learned quite a lot that night about the African heritage and a little bit about the slavery situation in Canada and the United States. And about the ancestors coming over on the boats from Africa. There's one thing that's going to happen soon, beginning an open mic evening, which would be the first Tuesday of every month. And this would involve comedians, storytellers, musicians, poetry readings, anything that would be of interest to an audience and involve a lot of different cultures. And I'm looking forward towards that. I was just asked by Ngozi to be a member of the board. So I would like to join that group because I really believe in the philosophy of the ACICC in bringing cultures together so that they understand each other better. And then maybe we can do away with all of the wars and the bad things that are happening in the world today. I also talked to Ngozi about beginning a multicultural children's choir, which we may call an ensemble, multicultural and children's ensemble, or a multicultural women's ensemble, which would present or learn to sing songs from all the various countries in the world. When I was in Scarborough teaching music, I had a sabbatical 1 year, and I wrote a book for the Scarborough Board entitled Teaching the Canadian Mosaic, Teaching Native and Multicultural Music in the Classroom. And the year that I had off there, I explored many, many different cultures just in Toronto. I learned so much about all of the music of different cultures. And I came across a book called the United Nations Children's Book, which was a book filled with multicultural songs of all of the different countries. And I would probably start with that book. But in addition, we would sing Canadian songs too, so that the children or multicultural women would be able to learn more about Canada. And so I'm very happy to be associated with ACICC now, and hopefully I can help bring more people together throughout the world. I think music they say that it's a universal language. It's true to a certain point, except if you don't know the language, it's a little hard to sing songs from another country where you don't know the language. But you can always hum the tune and so on. But every culture in the world has contributed something to the musical fabric of the world. And all of that music is an expression of creativity within the person. And this is what I would like to develop at ACICC, to bring out the talents and the understanding of different cultures, and doing it all together. You know, this is very important in our world today.
You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices. Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.